If you have a Bible, go ahead and open up your Bible to Exodus chapter 20. Exodus chapter 20. We like to spend time every week studying the scriptures together because we believe that the Bible speaks with the authority and relevance of Jesus himself. So we are studying for the next several weeks the Ten Commandments in Exodus chapter 20. And if you don't have a Bible, we've got some under the chairs. We'd love for you to follow along with us. You can grab one of those and turn to page 67. We'll be on page 67 in those black Bibles that you'll see nearby. We're calling this series Finding Jesus in the Ten Commandments, and we are doing this on purpose, knowing that that can be a big jump for a lot of us. It's hard for us to see where Jesus is and what he has to do with the Old Testament. And so I laid out a few verses that help us. They're kind of like guideposts for us. Last week, we talked about how in John chapter 8, Jesus said, "Before Abraham was, I am." And he was very purposefully using the name of God that God revealed himself to Moses with. Yahweh or Jehovah is literally I am in Hebrew. And so Jesus is saying, I am God. I was there in the Old Testament. And then we also talked about how in Colossians chapter 2, we're told that everything in the Old Testament is a shadow. It's foreshadowing. It's a pointer. It's a signpost. And the substance is Christ himself. So all the Old Testament is pointing us to Jesus. And then finally, we talked about Luke chapter 24. In Luke chapter 24, Jesus appears after his resurrection to some of his disciples, and they don't